Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Nunvav, Baba Kama 56a, pagination is 111. We'll start on the facing page where the wide lines begin. Tanya, we learnt, Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, there are things that a person can do that are potur midine Adam. The earthly court cannot have a case against the person in a financial sense, but v'chayiv b'dinei shamayim, in heaven, there is a financial case against the person, and he would have to make restitution, or perhaps appease the person, somehow obtain forgiveness, because even though it's not a straightforward choshen mishpat case, but there is a case against the person. Rabbi Yeshua lists off four examples of this. We'll do the last two on the middle of the wide lines at the end of the line. Hasocher Eide Sheker Lahaid, a person who hires false witnesses to say testimony. We have to know what that case is. Vayodeya Eidus Lachaveiro Ve'eno Meidlo, and a person who knows testimony for somebody and doesn't say the testimony. So we have two cases we're going to focus on. One is creating testimony where there was no testimony. They didn't see the thing that happened that they're claiming they say they saw happened. And the other, also on the topic of testimony, is withholding testimony. You witnessed something and you're refusing to say testimony and it has a financial impact. These are cases, as soon as we unravel what the case is exactly, they're going to be cases of potur midinei Adam. He's absolved as far as the earthly court goes. It's not a direct type of damage. But v'chayev bidinei shamayim, on some higher level, maybe we might call it ethical, but on some choshen mishpat higher level, he is liable and he has to make good. Let's move on to Nunvav Amud Aleph, and six lines down from the top of the page, we have a two dots, and then we begin with the explanation of these two examples of Rabbi Yehoshua. Amar Mar, the master said, Hasocher Eide Sheker, a person who hires false witnesses to say testimony of something they did not witness. Hey, Chidami, how does this work? Ilema lenafshe, if they're saying testimony on his behalf and they took money that he was not entitled to and got it for him. Mamona ba'il shalume, uvidine adam nami nechayiv. He should have to pay money, and even on the earthly court, there should be a case against him. He should have to pay. Ela lichavre. It must be that the case is that he hired these people to say testimony about somebody else's claim. And therefore, he doesn't personally have the gain in his possession. The gain that he caused is in the possession of this third party. Tosfos points out, and that third party is not returning the money, because if he would return the money, then there would be no dinei shamayim against this person. Certainly he's in violation of all kinds of other mitzvahs, like midvar sheker tirchok, keep far away from falsehood. But in a financial sense, there was no miscarriage of justice in a financial sense if that third party refunds the money. Says Taisvis, three examples. Kigon she'en lechavrei ma l'shalim, the money is already spent and this third party cannot pay back. O she'olach l'medina sayom, or this third party on behalf of whom this testimony was said falsely is out of the country and we just can't do anything about it. or we don't know that they're false, and therefore we can't go over to the third party and say, you need to refund the money. There was a problem here. Someone hired witnesses on your behalf. And therefore, the money remains by the third party. So this person who hired the witnesses had no financial gain, but he does have a claim against him, not in the earthly court, but in the heavenly court, Bidinei Shamayim. Continuing with this theme, we find in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat Lamed Beis, that the Rama writes, V'davke shelo hoya chayev lo. This concept that you're obligated in heaven is if the person wasn't owed the money. Aval mahaya chayev lo. But if the money was owed to the third party, rak she'elu ho'edim heim shkarim, but he influenced these people to say testimony falsely, so then patur midinei shamayim, he's not going to be obligated in heaven. Aval over al medvar sheker tirchak, he's in violation of medvar sheker tirchak to stay far away from falsehood. But there's no dinei shamayim. This dinei shamayim doesn't mean that he's in violation of a prohibition of the Torah, like he violated Shabbos, so he violated something else. That's a whole different thing. That's din v'cheshben, that's reward and punishment. When we say dinei shamayim, it means that there's a financial claim against him, but only in heaven. And therefore the Rama says, if the money really was owed, then that financial claim in heaven is not going to be present. He's still liable for other miscarriage of honesty, that type of thing, which is a different violation. Again, like a person would eat non-kosher chas v'shalom or something like that, but it's not a financial claim against him. The Gemara continues regarding the second case that we are looking to discuss. Vayodeya edus l'chavero ve'eno meyidlo. A person who knows testimony for his fellow, and he's refusing to come to Beis Din to say the testimony. So the rule is, someone comes over to you, says, I know you witnessed the thing, I need you to come to Beis Din and say testimony. A person is obligated to come. But my askinon, what was the case over here? Ilema beveitere, if we're talking about two witnesses and he is one of the two, pshita, that's obvious. De'oraisohu, that's biblical that he has to go. Imlo yagid v'nosa avono, if he doesn't come, he shall bear his sin. There's a sin to be born over here because he's wrong. He was supposed to say testimony. Ela b'chad, it must be that the case that Rabbi Yeshua wanted to mention was a case where there's only one witness. And he would be able to obligate an oath to contradict the one witness. And what happens is, if a litigant is not willing to make the oath, which is what we assume is going to happen if he's not saying the truth, as soon as you talk about oath, he's going to decline, then he's going to have to pay. And therefore, one witness has a lot of impact potential in such a court case. So, on two witnesses, and he doesn't come, so that's clear that he's going to be obligated b'dinei shamayim, because there's a financial impact, money that they wanted to claim, or perhaps money that wanted to be denied, was improperly transferred or not transferred. We weren't able to carry through justice because he didn't say testimony. Rabbi Yeshua came to tell us, even Bechad, even if he's only one witness, then he's also liable b'dinei shamayim. Keep in mind, this is only going to be b'dinei shamayim, because b'dinei Adam, you can't hold him liable. The money that was not properly handled by Beis Din because they didn't have his testimony, that money is not in his possession that we should claim it from him. And we do not have an earthly claim against him. But B'dinei Shamayim, because the money wasn't able to be allocated properly, there is a financial claim against him. The Rama mentions something very important that we know from the laws of Lashon Hara. If the event already occurred and there is no financial impact, there's no way to force a person into an oath or anything like that, so then he's not allowed to say the testimony. The Rama in Simen Chaf Ches Sif Aleph, Kemotzi Shemra Al Chaveiro, to say information that has no impact in Beis Din that we can't do anything about, so that's Lashon Hara, that you're not allowed to do. The Stei Chemed in Chelek Beis, page 415, brings an interesting observation from some Mefarshim, that when a person is asked to say testimony and he declines to, so at the end of the story where the money was not able to be allocated properly because he refused to say testimony, so then there's only a ruling B'dinei Shamayim in heaven. In earthly court, we can't do anything about it. But the observation is, it could be that while the court case is in process, and we're asking this person to do the mitzvah of saying testimony, and he's refusing to do the mitzvah of saying testimony, it could be that Beis Din has the right to make sanctions against the person because it's a mitzvah that he's supposed to be doing. So that even though, as we said, once the deal is done and the money is not allocated properly, we have no earthly financial claim against him, only a heavenly claim against him. But during the process of the court case, it could be like any mitzvah, Beis Din at times does have the ability to impose sanction, and perhaps that might be true here as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.